The sound as the Zeitbird wings and soars above the earth into an earlier dimension. Come fly with me, Alice Unreal, the Zeitbird, at enlightenradio.org.
Well, hi, Carol.
Hi, Melissa.
It's good to be back.
And we're here with our producer, Pierre Labert, which is very exciting because we could not be doing internet radio or podcasts or anything else without. But, Melissa, what are we doing?
We are, we're getting the band back together, so to speak, right? It's been a while. Alice took a little time off, and we used to do it on a radio show, and now we're doing a podcast program. So if you enjoy our show today, make sure that you tell your friends where they can find us, and we'll give you that information at the end of the show. So I had heard this song, you know, Carol and I have been talking about getting back on the air, and I heard this song come on the radio maybe a month or so ago, and I immediately contacted her and said, I think I found the opening for the new and improved Alice Unreal show. Let's do it.
Thank you. gets too loud, I'm going to start to turn it down.
Alrighty, we heard Tumbling Dice by Linda Ronstadt from her 1977 album, Simple Dreams. Of course, that's a cover of a wonderful Rolling Stones song. And before that, Melissa, we heard Waiting on a Friend.
We sure did.
What do you think?
I thought that was great. And you know, I just wanted to tell you, Carol, you can be my partner in crime anytime. And I think you have a couple of times. It's not real crime, but you know. We've done our stuff. We've had a good time.
So I'm thinking kind of late 70s here, and that wonderful Running on Empty tour of Jackson Browne, and I thought it would be nice to listen to Nothing But Time.
I think that's a great idea, because we got nothing but time.
Okay, Pierre.
Good to be back.
Getting that rolling old Cadillac's a trick.
Thank you. animals and feet.
I
Thank you, Pierre. So we heard Poncho and Lefty by Emmylou Harris.
The amazing Emmylou Harris.
Indeed.
Oh, gosh.
From her 1977 album, Luxury Liner. Oh, my goodness. And then before that, from 1976 album, Desire by Bob Dylan, we heard Mozambique.
And when that was playing, all I could think of is my good friend Angela in Michigan. She's a kitchen dancer. She's a mom who dances in her kitchen whenever she can. And I hope she was dancing to Mozambique. We were sitting here dancing.
Okay. And at the top of the set.
I guess I wasn't supposed to say that.
Nothing But Time from
Nothing
Running
Time.
On Empty by Jackson Browne. The album was released, Melissa, in December of 1977 very quickly because it was a summer tour, right?
Right.
And, live songs from that album.
I was going to say during this break that Carol's so glad that we're back, and now I'm not so sure.
Yes, I am.
I know. This is great.
Okay, so the idea of Allison Real Friends is, it's Friday night, and you're having a party, but you're having a party by turning on the FM radio and listening to Allison Steele, the Nightbird, WNEW-FM from New York,
yep,
back in those days. And so we've had the quiet part of the evening, and everybody's here.
We're ready to kind of kick it up a notch. The second half of our show is really fun. We had a good time putting it together and trying out different songs and what goes. And you heard the ch. When you hear the ch, just wait for it. It's a good, good song.
Okay. Clear out the dance floor, kids. Here we go. Pierre, make it so.
Oh my goodness, we had to check a couple of times with our producer, Pierre Laubert, to make sure our mics were off during that set because, well, it was a good set.
Okay.
We were making a little noise, Carol.
There we go. Crazy Little Thing Called Love, written by Freddie Mercury.
Cried like a baby in a cradle all night.
Yeah, I'm ready, Freddie. Anyway, released as a single in 1979 and then appeared on their 1980 album, The Game, which is why we can say... Before 1980.
Yep.
And then before that, American Girl from Tom Petty's album from 1977. And boy, was that a lot of fun.
That was great. That was great. And that was a celebration. I know we didn't want to fall into the everybody's doing an encore Tom Petty, but that song seemed to fit into what we're doing here today on Enlightened Radio, the Alice Unreal radio show. So, we're kind of okay. So the dance party's going on, right? And where's this party? Is it in somebody's parents' basement? And Carol's making a face. Okay, I won't go down that road. But I'm just saying that, you know, people start.
We're turning the music up.
Pair off. They turn the music up, and sometimes they find a couch. And when this song comes on, all bets are off, I'd say.
Baby, here as I am, pull me close, try and understand. Desire is hunger, is the fire I breathe. Love is a banquet on which we feed. Telephone. Love is an angel disguised as lust. Here in our bed until the morning comes.
Belongs to love. drive at the stool from Mondo Angeline to buy you a glory on a pretty dress of blue. Baby, just one kiss, we'll get this thing for you. I kiss the seal of fate tonight. I kiss the prove it all night, prove it all night. Girl, there's nothing else that we can do. Say prove it all night, prove it all night. And girl, I prove it all night for you. Everybody's got a hunger, a hunger that can't resist. There's so much that you want, you deserve much more than this. Well, if dreams came true, I wouldn't that. But this ain't no dream, we're living all through the night. That girl, you want it, you take it, you pay the price. To prove it all night, prove it all night. Prove it all I've been calling love. We'll prove it all night, prove it all night. Girl, I'll prove it all night for your love.
That was a lot of fun. Okay, Darkness at the Edge of Town, of course. Prove It All Night. And before that, also by Bruce Springsteen, but covered by Patti Smith.
Well, that's the debate, Carol.
Because the night, tell me what, dear.
The debate is, did they write it together? Did she write it and he finished it? Did she start it and he finished it? That's been always the eternal question.
Wait a
about
minute.
Because the
I
night.
Read the book. I never said she wrote it. Did I miss that? Did
no,
I get that wrong?
No. You said he wrote it.
I think he did wrote it.
Well, according to her, they co-wrote it.
Okay.
About her husband, Fred Smith. So that's, you know, I mean, it's one of those who wrote more of the song and stuff like that. But I thought it was a pretty darn good pairing of the of the two.
Yeah,
I was pretty amazing.
Surprised we were allowed to play it on Sunday. So anyway, Melissa, we're gonna go out with a wonderful, wonderful song. And what were you thinking of?
Well, we when we put this set together, it's been so much fun to be back, by the way. Can I just say that I think Alice is back, and we hope that we make everybody happy with our musical choices, songs that were recorded before 1980 that we tended to listen to on FM radio, WNEW FM in New York, we being in New Jersey. That's the radio station that helped us grow up. But this, well, I think that explains a lot.
That explains
no offense, NEW FM radio. But anyway, so, you know, we came up with our final song here because it's, you know, we have so much to live for, and
that's right.
We should be enjoying, and we should be embracing, and we should stop crying about everything.
That's right. Okay. All right. So hope that we'll be able to have a chance to play music with you again in the near future. And I really want to thank our producer Pierre Labert, without whom this could be not possible.
This is true. And thank you, Pierre,
Melissa, and Carol. And so we're going to listen to, of course, The Pretenders.
Great
Kink song.
And again, you can hear this podcast if you want to, if you love this show and you want to listen to it again. I know I do. It's podcasts, that's plural, podcast, .enlightenedradio.org. So
enlightened,
not past tense.
We'll edit that
enlightened
one out on the podcast.
Okay. All right, cool. We're there.
Go
have fun, everybody. We love you.
Stop sobbing.
Yeah, just cut it out.